Lilu Nishmas Abba Mori Zichron Livracha. We're up to Siman Tafa in Bav. Here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from a Mishnah the following. Makam Shenagu Lechol Tzli Balel Psachim Ochlim. Makam Shenagu Lo Lechol Ein Ochlim. Gzeira Shem Yomru Besar Pesachu. There were two customs whether a person ate roasted meat on the Leil HaSeder. Some places did, some places didn't. Why not? Because you shouldn't think you're eating the actual Karban Pesach. As if you're eating Hekdesh Kachim Bachutz. So there were two customs. The Mishnah Berurah writes that in our countries, the minhag is we don't eat any roasted meat on both nights of Pesach. Even Sli Kedar, there's a type of roasted meat that there's no water, but there is a little bit of liquid that comes out of the meat itself, so it's not mamish, totally dry. And now the Korban Pesach was roasted over an open fire. So even though that's not exactly the same as the Korban Pesach, still the Mishnah Berurah says that it's usher because of Marasayim. So that type of roasting you shouldn't do. The Poskim discuss, the Shevet Levi discusses, what if you have roast with a little bit of water at the bottom of the pot? Even though it's cold roasted, there is water there. So the Shevet Levi says that's mutter, even though we call it roast, but there's really water there. But he says it's best to be machpit, but more water than normal. So it's not exactly like a regular roast that you have. Again, even the regular roast with a little water is mutter, but it's better to have a little extra water in it to show that it's different than the regular roast you have the other nights of the year. Oh, we have the shank bone, we have the zroa, which is roasted. So normally you roast it in Erev Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah discusses earlier that what if you roast it the night of the Seder? So that's mutter to do. Yeah, but you're not going to eat it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you roast it the night, this is back in Tafai and Gimel, Sif Kotham Lamed Beis, if you roast it the night of the Seder, you have to make sure to eat it the next day at the Suda. It's usher to cook on Yom Tov and not use it for Yom Tov itself, to cook for the next day, or for Chol. So if a person roasts the Zroa the night of the Seder, they have to make sure to eat it, not that night, you don't eat roasted meat at night, but the next day you would eat it at the Suda during the day. The Ramah says, V'lo yocha vol yishta harbe yoser midai, don't eat too much at the meal, shol yocha afikoman al achilo gasa. So you shouldn't be totally stuffed for the afikoman, or you'll get drunk and you'll fall asleep. You're supposed to have an appetite for the afikoman. The afikoman is zechet to the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was eaten at the end of the meal, al hasova. Al hasova means that you're a little full, and the Pesach made you totally full. So the afikoman should be you're a little full, you had a meal, but you're filled up by the afikoman. If you're totally stuffed at the afikoman, before the afikoman, then it might be achilu gasa, and you might not be yotze. You have to have a little bit of room left for the afikoman. So that's why the Ramah says don't eat too much at the Seder to make sure you have room for the afikoman. A lot of families serve dessert at the Seder. Rav Shlomo Zalman says don't have dessert at the Seder. The afikoman is the dessert. A, the dessert fills you up, and B, everything at the Seder is a mitzvah. So even the dessert's a mitzvah. And you should make the afikoman your dessert. Okay. So it's mutter to have dessert at the Seder, but as long as you keep room for the afikoman. But Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that it's better not to have dessert at the Seder for those two reasons. Also, you shouldn't drink too much at the Seder. You might get drunk and you'll fall asleep. And we're going to learn later, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're supposed to learn Hilchos Pesach or discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim even after the Seder is over. So if you fall asleep right away, that's no good. So that's why a person shouldn't drink too much during the Suda either. People don't always focus on this. You're not supposed to eat too much at the Suda because you're supposed to have room for the afikoman. Some say the afikoman is the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. You want to be excited for the mitzvah to be eating the afikoman. So we all should take seriously this comment of the Ramah at the end of Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Afilu basar ego va'of, kol darbash aton shchita, asar lechol tzli, malkam shenagul lechol tzli. Even other meat and chicken, anything which needs shchita, you shouldn't eat roasted at the Leil HaSeder. If you have that minhag. Now, what's excluded? So fish and eggs are excluded. You're allowed to have, they're not like meat at all, and therefore it's mutter to eat roasted fish or roasted eggs at the Seder, and we roast an egg for the Ka'ara, and it's mutter to eat that roasted egg at the Seder, the Mishnah Berurah says, based on what it says here in the Ramah. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah wrote earlier, if you want to roast the egg the night of the Seder, that's mutter, because you're going to be eating it later at the Seder. Well, the Ramah says, there's a minhag to eat eggs at the Seder. The Ramah says, why? Zecher le'aveilus. Eggs are a sign of aveilus. So what's the idea of the aveilus at the Seder? So the Ramah gives two ideas. Number one, v'nir li'atam yishum shalel tishavav nikba b'lel Pesach. The first day of Pesach always falls out the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. And therefore, we're reminded a little of Tisha B'Av at the Seder, and there's no base at Mikdash, so we eat the egg at the Seder. And furthermore, it's Zecher L'Churban, that they had the Korban Pesach. And also, at the Seder, this is the same idea but a little sharper, we're missing the main thing, we're missing the Korban Pesach. So there's a little bit of Avelus at the Seder, that we're missing the main thing. So we eat the egg as a sign of Avelus. A, the base mitzvah was destroyed, and B, there's no carbon Pesach. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason for eating the egg, and that's from the Gra. The Gra says that the egg is zecher to the carbon chagiga. The zroa is zecher to the carbon Pesach, and the egg is zecher to the carbon chagiga. And they ate the carbon chagiga during the meal at the Seder. Now, we don't eat the Zroah because we don't eat roasted meat at the Seder. But according to the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ulefiza, it's a hiddur to eat it, to eat the Beisah on the Ka'ara, because that's Zecher to the Korban Chagiga. And that was eaten at the Seder in the old days. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that one should eat the egg from the Ka'ara at the Seder. And Mishnah Berurah says that he thinks the minhag of eating eggs, according to the Gra, started from that. And then all the other eggs, you know, were sort of as a base based on that original minhag of eating the roasted egg. People began eating eggs in general at the Seder. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes, eating the egg at the Seder is only a zecher bi'alma. It's not a real chiyuv. People think it's a mitzvah, and therefore they fill their stomachs up with the eggs. They have no room for the afikomen. Don't go crazy on the eggs at the Seder, the Mishnah Berurah says. You have to know that you want to have room for the afikomen. So don't go overboard with this minhag of eating the eggs at the Seder. I just want to add two things. First of all, I heard a beautiful pshat that the egg is the first thing we eat after the matzah, the maror, and the karach, we eat the egg. Why? So it's as follows. We're about to start the suda. And, I'm sorry, we did the mitzvos. The matzah, the maror, the korech. We did all the mitzvos. Now we say, but there's one mitzvah missing. What's missing? The Korban Pesach. So right away, the first thing we eat, this is a nice shot, at the Seder is reminding us we're missing the main thing. There's a little bit of aveilus that we're missing the main thing. So we have the egg right away after the mitzvahs are over, after the main mitzvahs achilah are over, we have the egg as a zecher to the fact that we're still missing the main thing. And finally, I saw another pshat from the Ishbitzer. Why we'd exit the Seder. And it relates to a fundamental aspect of Pesach. The Sefer Chinuch and others write that Pesach represents the physical geula, leading up to and culminating with Matan Torah, that's a spiritual geula, Matan Torah. The goal of Pesach was Matan Torah on Har Sinai. So really, there were two stages to the geula. There was the physical geula, followed by later on the spiritual geula of Matan Torah. So the Ishbitzer says, that's why we eat the egg. Most animals are just born. They're born ready to go. But when a hen lays an egg, it's a two-stage process. First, it's the egg, and then later, the egg hatches. So the egg symbolizes the two-stage process of the geula. First Pesach, and then Shavuos. And that's a good shot to why we eat the egg at the Seder. Why we eat eggs at the Seder. Well, sorry, one more idea. The Chai Adam quotes, what's this idea that the egg is a symbol of the Korban Chagiga? So he quotes the Remez in Aramaic, an egg is Beya, which means Boy Rachmanu Uparkin. Hashem wanted to, and then he took us out of Mitzrayim. That Hashem had this Ratzon Kavayachol, and then was Goela. So the egg is a symbol of Hashem's Ratzon to bring the Geula. That's why the egg is a symbol of the Chagiga. Okay, we'll stop here.